Welcome back to another episode of The Tuck, a Drag Race reality recap show. We are here. I'm your host, Edward_ENT, and I'm here today joined by...
Hey, bitches. It's your favorite bottom. Boxer's favorite bottom, Kevin. How are we doing today? Hello, hello. Bitch, I'm doing marvelous. I had an off day today, so it was a great day just to reset. Me and Wellington went to Target. We saw the Pride collection. We bought a fan. It was just an amazing day. We took a Benadryl. Like, let's get crazy. Okay. How was your day? What'd you do?
No, show me the class. Show the class. Where's the fan? I want to see it.
Bitch, it's...
Is it like a crack fan or is it like...
Oh, it's like a Target. Crack. So it doesn't make the full noise, but...
It says Target?
It was Target. It's like the Target price. It was like $4, girl. Like, it was... They're doing as much as we can.
Okay. Well,
but you will see the Boxers.
All right, we'll wait for it. So you already know, even before the weekend started with my retreat, we ended up going to Boxers where we hit up Fantasy Factory at Boxers HK. We had a good time. Saw dope.
It was a key.
So what was your favorite part? You would say
my favorite part was actually watching you just exude confidence and walk that fucking duck. Like, bitch, I was also drunk as fuck off like my third like tequila pineapple. So anything that you did was just gagging me, and it's just good supporting my sister, because next time I see you on a stage, it better be Drag Race.
Well, one, I fucking appreciate you for celebrating and being happy that I was up there. Two, I was excited to be like picked to participate and volunteer. And also, I do want to address the fact that the challenge was your best walk. It was a walk-off. We did a walk-off. Bitches want to do Sex Siren. You know, if it was Sex Siren, I went first because I had to set the tone. So I'm like, fuck it, let me just set the bar high. Let me walk. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And then I turn around, bitches turns is, and then they doing Sexual Seduction.
Bitch, it was OnlyFans on that stage.
What's up?
It was OnlyFans on that stage, and you were giving like a Sunday church moment. Like, you were just giving a confident walk, and these bitches over here showing pussy and titties. I'm over here like,
I was walking into an interview. I was getting that job. I'm not going to bring nothing. I'm going to get the part.
But there was a top up there that just kept pointing me out and everything. And if you're watching this, I don't even know your name or anything about you. And I know that you're 5'3", but we're the same height when we're in bed. So I'll be waiting for you at the Newark office.
That's a good one. I'm going to start using that one. We're the same.
You know how hard it is to be like a tall top? Like, being a tall top out here is ruthless. Like, nobody wants to climb a tree no more. Like, and all these tops are like fucking 5'3".
Wait, you consider yourself a tall top?
I went bottom. Let's say top. Comment below. Out of the three of us, myself, Bolton, Edward, who do you think is the tops and who's the bottoms? So we're not talking about looks.
Two tops and a bottom. Ooh. You have to pay.
Ooh, that sounds like a good movie.
Play, not pay. Right? I would say it was a dope weekend, and we already back into it. And that's what brings us here today to recap this bomb-ass episode, which was... Nothing only but the Snatch Game
of Love.
And the category was Reveal Yourself. So that's why I decided to kind of go with a little bit of cunty today for the episode. I'm like, something to show some shoulder. You know, I got my Red Ruby the Sleaze earrings on. And
you give it like an
it's also motherfucking
church.
Pride Month. What's good?
Bitch, happy Pride. Get your poppers out. Get your pussies out. Like, Pride Month is elite for us gays. Like, I just feel my juices flow even heavier. I just feel myself being even more supple. Like, skin's good, credits good, everything is just amazing.
Well, I'm happy that it was amazing, but one thing that we didn't think was amazing was some of the performances on the Snatch Game. We're gonna get into what queens did, what character, what celebrity for the Snatch Game. And we ended up splitting off two groups for this season's Snatch Game and All-Stars 8. And group one consisted of Heidi in Closet,
Kahana Montrese, James Mansfield, and
you got this.
Who's the other bitch? Production Will's notes. I'm lagging.
James Mansfield.
Yeah, Kahana, Heidi, and Jessica Wilde.
No.
Yes.
It was James.
Bitch, no, it was. I just said that. It was James, Heidi, Kahana, and Jessica.
I'm sorry. I'm doing it in the way that they were seated.
Oh.
Heidi, Jessica, Kahana, and James. Okay. Yeah, right, I was about to call her Jennifer. But boom, we start off with Heidi and Closet, who decided to be Bearded the Pirate.
Oh, Blackbeard the Pirate. It was just...
It was a choice. It was a choice.
It wasn't funny. No shade.
Okay, not necessarily that I wouldn't say it wasn't funny, because it had potential. Like, when she was doing the third leg, and, you know, she does a good job volleying with Rue and going back and forth. But I think with her performance, what ended up happening was, I feel like once she lost that leg, she lost it all. Like, in her head, she was like, fuck, like, this peg leg just fell off.
That was the only gag.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny. She had good, like, volley, but I think she was very focused on what else was happening. She was trying to, like, juggle a lot all at once with what she was presenting physically. Absolutely. What she was presenting with her material, and also how she was going to incorporate herself with the three ladies that were sitting next to her. Who brings us... Well, what do you think about her before we move on to the next
one? I have a thing with, like, Drag Race contestants utilizing a character but still evoking the same energy they do in their Drag Race character. It's very reminiscent of, like, when Silky was T.S. Madison. Like, even with Lala Ree, we'll speak about it later, when she was Sukihana. It's like, I just see the same character but with a different outfit, in my opinion. Like with Heidi, all I was getting were Heidi with a beard. Like, no shade. Like, it wasn't it for me. Like, I just don't like when there's no, like, clear differentiation of the impersonation and then the queen. Whereas, like, someone like, I'm trying to think who else, like, James Mansfield, and when she was Jennifer Coolidge, we knew exactly, like, the split off between the two characters. But here, yeah, with, I just didn't, it was, you needed more of a gag than just a peg leg. And I feel like when she lost that, it was kind of like, we were just lost in the seas. Catch that?
Only in the seas, it was breeze, but we just sneeze. But speaking of bad bitches, such as Nikki, we're gonna get into Jessica Wilde, who for her snatch game, she decided to do the great and legendary Iris Chacon. Do you know anything about Iris, Kevin?
As a white male, I have absolutely no recollection or idea who that was. So I was living, though. I'm a Jessica stan and apologist, so that bitch can walk out in a plastic bag and I'd be like, work.
Well, you're lucky. I'm here to share some fun facts about Iris Chacon. Please. I have my fan book here, where I do think Jessica did a good job playing the role. But I think, similar to what we see, and I'm sure what we all believe, was she didn't find a way how to execute her humor, and not so much of her humor and the character, but so much of making it transfer through many barriers. You know, I feel like if you're Latin, Spanish speaking, Latino, Latinx, and you have that history to it, then it all makes sense. But that's kind of the tricky part about doing a character that is not very familiar, because you do have the, you know, the opportunity that you can kind of create it and make it be whatever you want to be, such as Heidi and Closet, where we can't be like, oh, well, bitch, you're not acting like the pirate. It could be anything. You know, you can make it whatever you want.
Like, you want a queen to bring a character to the stage that, like, as younger audiences or audiences that don't know, like Jinx Monsoon and Little Edie. I didn't know who the fuck that was, but now when I think of Little Edie, bitch, that's Jinx Monsoon. Like, and I feel like it was probably really stressful for Jessica, because that bitch was in the first Snatch game ever.
Can you tell, like, me if this is catnip? Can never see if I'm feeding them giblets.
No, bitch. Like, Jinx Monsoon, and I really think, we'll talk about it later, I think Jimbo can hold a candle to her when it comes to Snatch game. But again, just about Jessica, like, I feel like there was definitely probably, like, immense amount of pressure, because, like, you came off of the first ever Snatch game ever. Like, you were a part of that, and you were fucking RuPaul in front of RuPaul. Like, that's already a gag in itself, and that takes fucking balls. So I feel like, I don't think it weighed out to her last performance, but I don't think it was as bad as the placement that she deserved in the episode. And we'll speak about that later.
All right. Justice for Jessica. I will put that on the notes and I remember to bring it back. Boom. Next up, we have Kahana Montrese, the girl with the body, yaddy yaddy. And unfortunately, orange makeup. She decided to go with...
I'm not joking, bitch!
Ooh. She decided to play her mother of Coco Montrese, right?
Yeah.
And we ended up seeing it go stale, like when you leave a bag of Doritos open in the sun. I think that she had a great idea and it had a lot of potential. But the thing is that it already has that moment or that image of Coco she wanted to present already has already such important punchlines that for you to play that character, you have to kind of just recycle. And it's where do you have that space to throw in your own puns, your own jokes, and volley off with the bitches that are next to you?
My thing is, how do you feel about, like, Drag Race queens doing other Drag Race queens for Snatch Game? Like, what's your... I don't like it. I feel like it's a cop-out. But how do you feel about that? Like, someone like Alyssa Edwards being done by Violet, Jasmine Masters being done by Nina Bonina Brown. Like, how do you feel about that?
Someone did Alaska, right? Who was it that did Alaska?
Roxy Andrews did Alaska on All Stars 2.
Yes and no. Because, obviously, that's... It's charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. So you need to have that to even make it on Drag Race. So why not honor and, like, play a role that, you know, exudes all of those things? Like, if I were to do Bob the Drag Queen, like, I would have fun with it. How would I make it Bob? Very hard. That's the challenge on it. I think on a perspective of gameplay, it's not even hit or miss. I think it's most of the time a miss. Maybe in the earlier seasons it would have worked. But I feel like it's most of the time a miss, and I don't think so much playing it safe. I think it's just, this is your time to show who the fuck you are, and you decided to play already another queen who already had their moment on this stage and on this platform, and
this is the moment.
So, but if I were, actually, before I even answer that question, if you were to impersonate a queen on Snatch Game, which queen would you impersonate?
Oh my God, that is a very loaded question.
Your loads.
And you know I love my loads. I would do RuPaul, but like a white version from like a trailer park version. I feel like I can make that funny because I'm already from a trailer park. So all I need to do is have a bald cap, and I would not be doing blackface, so no one can cancel me. I'll make sure it's culturally appropriate.
Round of applause for Trixie. Already done it. She already.
But I'd make it funny.
All right, y'all heard it here first. We're gonna see. That's gonna be our season finale. We're gonna do a little version of Snatch Game.
Oh my, can you imagine the Tuck Snatch Game? That would be gaggy.
I mean, why imagine what we can do? Let's make it happen. Nah,
production, write it down.
Bringing it back to Kahana Montrese, what do you think about her performance?
It was, for lack of a better word, trash. I feel like I was just not with her entire performance. I feel like there's only so much you could do. Like, once you get those three, like, catchphrases, like you said, out, what else is there? Like, you need to either build on it or you're going to be trampled over by other people. Like when James was eating it. I just feel like it wasn't good. Like, I feel like it was a good idea, but just as the execution was off, and the look was fine, because I mean she looked like Coco Down Boots, but it was like, bitch, what else is there? Like, it was,
I raise you this question, right?
Give it to me.
Close your eyes, envision yourself in her seat. You chose to do RuPaul. You've done his, you've done all his hit, you know, little moments. And I'm, you know, you look across and you see me and I'm there with you. And I'm kind of lobbing you, or what I believe is lobbing you kind of some jokes. But you're receiving it and you're thinking that I'm bashing you, kind of like what happened with Heidi and Kahana. In that situation, how would you feel, and how do you think Kahana should have felt when Heidi was kind of lobbying with her?
I feel like, bitch, that's how you play the fucking game. Like, you either get with it or get out. I feel like she was mad pussy for thinking that fucking Heidi was fucking throwing her bones in a negative way. Like, the whole entire point of Snatch Game is you're an individual character, but you're also with a team for a reason, and your job is to volley with everything to make it an experience for us as viewers, and for also RuPaul to see how you react in that setting. So I feel like, Kahana, you're mad pussy. Like, your shit was whack, and then you have over here Heidi doing not as amazing job, but like, take that back. Like take what Heidi's giving you and throw it back at her and do it back to her. Like, make it your own. Like, when Jinx Monsoon made literally Snatch Game hers on All Stars 8, like, she literally, like, that was Jinx Monsoon's Snatch Game, and the queens let her have it. Like, they were all volleying around, they were talking to each other. Like, I'll never forget, it was Ginger Midge's original season. She said something to somebody. It was like, thank you, Justin Bieber, to Katya when she was somebody. And it was that's the shit that, like, is funny. Like, when they volley, when they connect with each other. So I thought Kahana was pussy with that. What do you think? Like, did you think that how she felt was valid?
I don't think the choice of word that I would say is pussy.
Pussy, cunt, puss.
I just think that she was in her head, and instead of taking that moment, whether it was a a bone or whether it was a dig, whatever the fuck the saying is, like, she should have bounced back off of it. I feel like as the role that you're embodying of Coco Montrese, Coco's gonna read a bitch. You know, what she should have did was said, yeah, you take care of the choreography because she runs her own dance studio. And I'm gonna sit back and when they say, who was the captain? I say, I was the captain. Like, she could have done a lot. Like, Coco is this fucking sass and this ball of energy of like, you know, respect me or I'm gonna give it to you and I'm gonna handle you. And I could respect you, but I'm gonna still give it to you the way I give it to you. So once when Heidi said, here's the map, girl, find the joke, she should have said, and what you need to find is some, you know, like, she should have bounced back with some. She's like, what you need,
she doesn't have that quick wit. Like, that's something that, like, I think is important in a snatch game, is having that quick, like that Rolodex in your mind of like, what do I say next, and just going with the flow. I feel like Kahana was almost too premeditated with her reads and everything and with what she was saying. So like, she had to take a second back to like think, where someone like a Bianca, like a, again, to reference Jinx, like, they're just on the cusp, they're quick, they're fast. Even like Bob the Drag Queen, like, they don't think of what their next movement is. So I feel like since this was for Kahana's first snatch game, she almost went into it like a preschool level, which some of these other bitches are in like high school.
I think also what happened with that situation, I just lost my motherfucking train of thought, but
you speaking said of trains,
you said of her picking up fast. Run that back for me one more time. Refresh my memory really quick. I was going to make a good point.
Like how, bitch, I forgot too. I'm on a Benadryl right now. My mind is fucking.
I should have just cut your ass off when I had the chance.
You should have, bitch, cut me off.
Well, anyways, bitch, that moment has passed. But what I was going to say was motherfucking Kahana is just, she gave us what she could give us. I think she should have executed it a little better. Ah, bing, bang, boom. I got it. What I was going to say was, you know, she was looking a little busted on her original season. And I think that, like, usually when you grow up a little bit, like, poor, or you grow up a little fucked up in the face, or maybe in the head, you end up taking that thing and you turn it into humor. And I feel like we didn't get to see much of her in her season, but I feel like now she's really pretty. And, like, maybe she's just, like, focused more on the beauty and not the jokes.
Stop, you know, relying on that body.
Exactly. Because I feel like growing up, like, I was always like a little like a dorky dork nerd. I feel like, you know, not in high school, but like middle school and elementary school. And it's like, that is what made my humor and Edward who Edward is. It's just like, not like I'm going to figure out how to crack jokes. Cause it's like, bitch, if I'm cracking jokes in this classroom, you're not bullying me. Like, you're going to laugh at me. Like, it is what it is. So I feel like for her having the growth that she has had, it's like, she can't connect to that root of like, damn, you know, I used to be, you know, but fucking ugly, and I had to rely on my humor and like my talent. And you know, like, she's relying on her beauty, I think. And I think she was playing a role, and we've seen this kind of with Carrie Colby, where it's like, you play this pretty perfect role and you can't get kind of like crazy, raunchy, nasty and fuck around and crack a joke. And I think that's what we saw with her. But a bitch who did have a rough start and could make humor and lemonade out of lemons was this bitch, motherfucking James, who stepped in to the motherfucking snatch game as Jennifer Coolidge.
I want a hot dog real bad. Like, bitch, I was so fucking hyped to see Jennifer Coolidge on fucking snatch game. Like, it's been fucking time. I think that it was done justice. I feel like, yeah, James really evoked the character. There was moments that I did see a little bit of James in it. But again, like, that, like, Jennifer is just already such a fucking icon. I remember watching her in like those old like spin-offs of Scary Movie, like Date Movie, Epic Movie. Like, she was always in those crass, really like raunchy movies, and that bitch is just so fucking funny. Like, it was a really good snatch game. I mean, there had to be some type of diamond in the shit, because imagine if she was shit too. That's not, that entire lineup.
I've never heard that term before. Diamond in the shit,
girl. That's when you're douching, and then you find your necklace and you're like, oh my god, that's where it was. I was looking for her. How do you feel about James Mansfield? What's tea?
I think she looked stunning. She looked the role. She went on there with her motherfucking lips as glossy as she could. And that's how you execute, like, you know, at least in this group, how you execute snatch game. Because if you do have props, it's like, either like maximize its use, and it's like, to take that damn lip gloss and you know, and just like carry it through and through. It didn't get tiresome. She knew when to kind of like add her own flair and also bring in the stereotype, you know, Jennifer Coolidge that we know.
Oh, yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I think she knew how to bounce back with the girls. She didn't try too hard to like take their moment. She stood out, and it was well deserved, you know, the way that she was, you know, to pretty much win that snatchler's heart for that round.
Yeah, I feel like the one thing that I would say was a missed opportunity. I wish she would kind of volley with the girls a little bit more because her character was so funny and she was hitting every note. I wish what would take the step just a little bit more is just having more interactions with the other queens. I feel like she was interacting well with RuPaul, with the Snatchler. I think the one thing that could have took up like that little bit of a notch is just having that like interaction with the queens. I feel like she could have done what Heidi did and make it a little bit more funny. I feel like we would have been LOLing.
No, I now that you say that, I could see it. I wish that we could have rewatched that one, but MTV is slacking posting on that one. But what they did post is the second group for her motherfucking Snatch Game, which consisted of, nonetheless.
Are you pointing to me because you don't know?
So it goes from, I don't know who was sitting in the first seat, but I know it was Candy Muse, someone else, and Jimbo.
So it was Alexis Michelle, Candy Muse.
Well, you know what? Let's just watch it. Let's get into it.
Go read the notes.
Welcome back to the Snatch Game of Love. Let's meet our next batch of celebrity snatchlerettes.
Ah, up, now I know.
Favorite golden girl.
First day.
Dee Arthur is here.
Hello, Rue. Your pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Now, what kind of man are you looking for?
If you've got a pulse, we'll do great.
Yes.
My drier than Grant's, too.
Up next, from Mob Wives, it's Renee Graziano.
Yo, Paul.
How's business?
Staten Island is booming.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. But the feds don't like that.
Are the feds listening in on this conversation?
You tell me. You the one, Mike.
Okay, up next.
I love that bitch.
From Love That's and Hip Hop Miami, Sukiyana is here.
We probably don't know who Sukiyana is. Oh, who knows
okay.
that?
You shoot in Miami.
Yeah.
You live in Atlanta.
And the,
which do you call home?
Houston.
I lost it.
That was good.
Right.
That was
up
good.
Next, she's America's OG sweetheart. Shirley Temple is here. Hi, Shirley Temple.
Well, hello, Ro.
That fucking voice.
I won the hearts of America and the world.
You did. Are you ready to win the heart of a nice snatchler?
Well, I don't know. Does he know how to babysit?
All right.
Yo,
time
she really
to
took
play
all the way.
Game. Let's close that sugar wall.
That's the feds, bitch. The feds.
The feds.
Let's meet our next snatchler. He's a Scorpio who was born without a gag reflex. It ought to be a charity.
Relatable.
I know he breaks hearts.
Bowen Yang.
Hi, Rue. Scorpio. Medical marvel.
Yes, you are. My goodness. Now, I hear you're looking for love.
I am, and I'm not that picky.
Not that picky.
No.
Good to know. I think you've definitely come to the right place. First question from Bowen.
Snatchlerette number one. I love an outdoorsy gal. If I took you camping on our first date, tell me, how would you make it super romantic?
Well, Bowen, we could start by reading through the collected works of William Shakespeare. And then we might get a little drunk and okay. We'll land in jail.
That was funny. Gotta give it after me. I wish I knew more of Bait Author.
That sounds lovely.
I like to do a good job.
A good time.
Alexis is funny as fuck. I'm sorry.
Number two, how would you make camping super romantic?
My baby daddy.
Well, first of all, Bowen, we not going camping in Staten Island. That dump is infested with rats. The same rats over here, bitch.
Okay. Snatchlerette number three.
Hello, Bobo.
Roses are red, violets are blue. How do you feel about...
I don't know too much about Sukihana, so I don't know how Lala really is portraying this character, but I do see that she had fun with it. So that's
all that matters. Just have fun.
We all good in the hood, baby.
All right.
Okay. Snatchlerette number four. What song best describes your love life and why?
I would say the good shovel lollipop, because I'm a sweet trip to the candy shop. I'm all grown up now. I'm 100 years old.
And RuPaul loves her. Dog ears.
How would you tell me you're the bitch?
Like, such a good response.
Bachelor at number three. If you were an animal, what kind of animal would you be and why?
All right, all right. So I'll be a poodle, okay? Because it's pussy bark. All right.
Yeah.
All Snatch right, Lorette number two.
Find the note.
What kind of animal would Snatch Lorette number one be?
A cockroach like a stepper hawk.
Oh.
I'd like to see her try. I spent a year at Attica. Oh. Yes, I know it's a men's prison. I was there a year before they found out. I would gut you like a fish.
I gut you like a fish.
Okay, Snatch Lorette number four. Work. I'm terrible at remembering names. Look at Snatch Lorette number one and give her a nickname that I would never forget.
I call you Clam Chowder. Because you look stinky.
I've got the best clam in Miami.
It's like, I don't know if Shirley.
Snatchlet number two. Temple, now you but like,
seen it,
three,
I can see the humor that she has.
Exactly.
A whore.
That is my nickname, honey. You know me well, huh?
Is that descriptive yes. enough for you?
Yes. So specific.
Yeah.
Okay. Snatch Lorette number one. Where's the strangest place you've made whoopee?
Well, Bowen, I would probably have to say in George Papard's pool house.
That one took Rue out.
Was George there?
Well, of course.
Was the whole A team there?
I'm an opportunist.
Oh. That's a yes.
The author.
Snatch Lorette number four. Where's the strangest place you've made whoopee?
Oh, well, wouldn't you like to know, you pervert? Stop hiding behind that wall and show yourself. You and your dirty old questions, you dirty old man. Look at me, mommy.
This is the moment she won.
Took me out because she literally looks like she has puppet strings on her arms and it's just like they're just pulling her around.
Isn't she just darling?
I'm so cute.
Oh, I should have took those tap dance classes and my mother wanted me to. When she said that, that's where she took the time.
I love when other queens laugh at the snatch game that the other group is doing.
It's time for you to make a decision. Who snatched your heart? Is it Snatch Lorette number one, number two, number three, or number four?
I might get put on a registry for it, but I think Snatch Lorette number four.
Oh my god, we won! We found the home! Oh, golly!
Before you meet your Snatch Lorette, let's meet the three celebrities you didn't choose. Say hello to Beatrice Arthur.
God will get you for that, Bowen.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
May I please introduce you to Renee Graziano?
I'm gonna catch your ass in the parking lot.
Oh, oh my God.
Hi, Bowen. Meet Sugiana.
Oh, we're gonna work out anyway.
Okay, Bowen. Only a thin pink sugar wall stands between you and your future. Move that sugar wall!
Mr. Gorbachev.
Say hello to Shirley Temple!
Wow!
Wow!
I didn't think you'd be so small! I'm gonna keep you!
Yay! At Snatch Game of Love, we love a happy ending, so let's bring back our other happy couple. Matt and Jennifer, come on out here.
Hey. Oh, congratulations.
Oh my God.
Matt and Bowen,
yeah.
Before we go, I have one thing to say. The time has come for you to lip sync.
Wow, let's talk about this.
Your love.
Now, I know when Aja saw this, Aja was losing her mind. They say,
yeah, that was the wackest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
I said, girl, just you might as well cultural appropriate after that one. Because, like, ooh, what the fuck? Anywho, what the fuck did you think about that? What did you think about that snatch game? Group two.
That snatch game obviously was light years above the first one. To start about the first queen, Alexis Michelle as Beatrice Arthur. I know the reference just because I'm white and I was raised by old white people. So it's like the Golden Girl shit. I know, surprise. And that bitch ate. Like, Alexis' comedic timing is so appropriate for different spots. Like, I feel like she was definitely really funny. And obviously, Rue's old as fuck too. So like, Rue was catching everything that Alexis was saying. I was eating it up. It was really, really funny. Like, she was definitely like probably like my second favorite of the entire Snatch Game like episode. What do you think?
I would disagree with that last part of what you said, but I do think she had a great comedic timing, and you know, you gotta give it to her. I didn't know who B. Arthur was. I know they've done it before in the past on the show. I think she did a good job also showing, like, I mean, I don't know. Who is Alexis? I feel like she does have witty comments out of drag. Like, she's very, like...
She cries a lot.
Not shady. Well, yeah. You said she has perfect timing for shows. And not to when she don't know when the fuck to cry. She's just been crying all damn season long. Even though it's only
production
been twice.
Production loves throwing bones, and I eat it up.
This is way too much. I don't know. She did a good job. I don't really know the character like that. But at the end of the day, it worked with the comedy. And that's what the challenge was about.
I just love how dry it was. It was just like, I've had the best clam in Miami. Like, it was
that
just...
That one got you.
Low-key. Like, low-key, because I miss Miami.
Oh. Well, maybe we should go soon. Buy me a flight. Well, our next bitch was not from Miami. She's definitely from Staten Island. We had Candy Muse. And you already know I'm a Candy apologist. I don't know the character that she did either, Renee. But I
Mob
do
wives?
Think... Yeah. I know it's Mob Wives. I just didn't watch Mob Wives yet. But she, I mean, bitch, I don't know which character that is. I haven't seen it, but I got the reference. I think the jokes were funny. I do think that Candy is playing it safe at this specific moment. Not necessarily because she's not funny, because that bitch is funny. But I think she's also kind of like being aware of, like, should I put myself like a target on my back? I mean, it's also All Stars, so they might.
I disagree with that because, like, she should be putting her best foot forward and always giving it 100%. I feel like Candy's played it safe this entire competition so far, and I feel like her snatch game was very reminiscent of when Pearl did Big Ange, because she literally took her line. Like, Pearl literally said, "I'm gonna gut you like a fish." I feel like Candy saying that again. Yeah, but it wasn't a callback that was funny. I feel like it was kind of like, "Wow,
I like."
But bitch, you laugh at anything that she does. You're a Selena Estides fan, so anything that you say past this point is not validated.
It's valid, bitch. My statement, my opinion is valid, and you're not gonna take that away from me on my Pride Month, okay? Next, I think she was hilarious. And your opinion didn't matter right now.
I think it was trash, anyways.
And I'm gonna gut you like a fish.
Don't say the word fish. Victoria Scone somewhere is fucking freaking out right now.
As long as it's not Kasha Davis fucking with her Wi-Fi. Nah, to the point, I think Candy did a good job. It wasn't what, you know, other people performed to be like, compared to our good old sis Jinx Monsoon, but it was good. And Candy did Patrick Star, and I think that Patrick and Renee are two characters that I think they were very same level. She didn't outdo herself from the last performance, but she didn't perform under. It was very safe. But I hope that moving forward in the season, like, she's really getting that fuel and that fire under her ass. Because I want to see
episode 7, girl, like, no shade. Like, when is it time to put the fucking pussy to the metal? It's about to be, like, episode 7, and there's nothing that Candy has done that really has wowed me so far. Her looks are phenomenal. Her mug is beat, but I'm also, like, it's hard. Like, I think this is just not her season.
I think to say that she hasn't done something phenomenal after she walked out on that stage with, like, that boob and the blue hair that was all inflatable is kind of crazy and colorist of you. So watch your mouth. I think she every
it's
time
not colorism, she, it's taste.
Well, every time she steps on that motherfucking runway, I think she looks amazing. Besides that,
well, you want her to book you so bad when you do drag? I can't wait. I can't wait. You want? That
I don't
booking.
Have to. I don't, bitch. I could keep it real, but at the end of the day, I feel like it's what I connect to with, like, drag is self-expression. And if I feel like her self-expression is what I connect to and relate to, then so be it. I think the only bad look she had was that one vampire look that she had on that runway. And you know exactly which look I'm fucking talking about. So anyway, now that we're done with the beat, segment of Candy Muse, we're going to get on to our girl, Suki Hana, who was performed and played by Lala Reed. And
it's Lala Reed. It's ain't the drag. It's from the eight to snatch to back.
And before we even get into it, I want to go back to what you said before, where you said you feel like there wasn't a differentiation between Suki and Lala the same way that there wasn't with Silky Nutmeg Ganache and T.S. Madison, which both happen to be two people of color that you just think are alike. No, I'm joking. I'm being messy. But go ahead.
Did you try to get me canceled before we're even, like, bigger than we are? No, my statement stands, but I'll bring it into a white queen. Like when Max was Sharon Needles, I feel like there wasn't a clear differentiation. I feel like I just hate when queen, like even with Candy and Renee, I feel like I still saw too much Candy, and it was just
never enough Candy.
Girl, I'm diabetic. There's enough Candy for me. With Suki Hana, I feel like it was funny. I knew Rue had no clue who the fuck Suki Hana was in that moment. She was like, wait, production, one more time. What's her name again? How you say it? Okay, work. I thought it was funny. I think that I expected Lala Reed to do worse because this was her first Snatch game. I expected her to do worse because look at Kahana. That was her first Snatch game, and it obviously very much showed because she was trash. But I feel like...
that bad.
Girl, are we watching the same show?
I just think, I mean, maybe we have different Richter scales of, like, what we expect. It's like, I obviously want Magic. It wasn't, she didn't perform to Jinx's level. She didn't perform to motherfucking Adore Delano as Amy Winehouse. No, it wasn't that.
But she wasn't Amy Winehouse.
We've seen bad fucking Snatch games. Like, season, what was it? Was it season 14?
Yeah, when they were all on the bottom.
And it was, like, two groups, right?
No, that was last season.
That was last season
with two groups.
Last season's was one of the most disappointing Snatch game I've ever seen because of the fact that it came so fast. There were so many bitches. The groups were way too big. And none of the jokes landed because there was no time for them to intersect.
You've never had a problem with big groups before, so I don't know why this is a problem for you. I saw you at Hush. But just to redact your statement, Adore Delano was not Amy Winehouse. She was Anna Nicole Smith, bitch. Get your fucking Drag Race facts right if you're going to talk about it on the Tuck podcast here. Anyway, I didn't. I feel like Lala Reed played a safe. I mean, like, her and Candy both played a very safe, like, Snatch game. I feel like nothing they did, I was kind of like, whoa, amazing, funny. So that's my tea.
Well, speaking of tea, your tea is valid, my tea is valid, but with the tea that we got into this fucking week was once these bitches hit that back room, shit popped off. So just like we said, and I
you're not gonna talk about Jimbo, the winner of the challenge?
Oh, girl, I feel like, did we have to? We completely, like, oh my
God, wait. I would love to speak about Jimbo and her fucking winning performance. We already spoiled it, but this is one. You already know that Jinx, RuPaul's fucking obsessed with Jimbo, and this just brought it over to a different scale. Jimbo is amazing TV. She's funny. She's off the cusp. I'm so happy we got her Snatch game because we were robbed of it last season when she was on UK versus the World. So that bitch was just so fucking funny, and I love that, like you were talking about before, when the pretty queens are afraid to really go big and go ugly and go funny. Like, Jimbo does not give a fuck, and that's what I love. That bitch is just off the cusp, and it was just so fucking amazing. What do you think about Jimbo? Because I want to talk about it.
I mean, sorry, Jimbo, for skipping over you. I love you. I think she did a good job. Like, obviously fantastic. I think once the bitch stood up and tapped dance, like, she really just...
She won the season with that, my opinion.
And then when she said that she just shat herself, that was putting the candle, lighting it up, blowing it, fucking cutting the cake, eating it, shitting it up the next morning, taking the shit, smacking your mother in the face with it, and letting bitches know that you run the show. And I think that's, like, Jimbo. Jimbo, as of right now, is the clear front... winner, the front runner up. The bitch looked like she's gonna win the season, ho. And I gotta see how it ends. The cookie ends up crumbling. Front runner of the season. So I'm really ready to see how the bitch gives it to the girls. But at the same time, you know, I'm Team Candy all the way. So I'm, like, hoping for her to fail. And that's why I was kind of, like, pissed off when bitches later on wanted to maybe, like, reveal possible plans of eliminating Jimbo.
No, that I kind of love when they get into it because I'm tired of the kumbaya shit. Like, I want drama. Like, I want like old school, like throwing drinks on bitches. Like when Morgan and Michaels was threatening to fucking physically assault Mystique Summers Madison in Untucked in season 2. Like, that's the Drag Race I want to bring back.
I'm from Chicago.
Go fix your hair. Go fix your mug. I don't need to fix my mug, bitch.
She's do. What? She's in my mug. She's in my face. That's like,
I love it. I want it to be more Big Brother-y. Like, I want it to be more
I don't think this fan base can handle it. I'll be real with you.
But I agree with that.
It's crazy to think that a fucking group of faggots can't handle some shade, but bitch, me saying the F slur right now probably has bitches riled up. Like, the thing is we live in a very sensitive time where, like, and not sensitive, but hypersensitive. Everyone's just like, oh my God, like, you know, she has eyelashes on and she wants to, like, run it back, scratch that. The boobs that fucking Jimbo wore when she walked into the entrance room for her Meet the Queens
look. Misogynistic, yada, yada, yada. Like,
exactly. It's like people jump the gun to, and like some of these conversations are important. And I mean, all of these conversations are important to have. But what happens is when we oversaturate, whether it's the media or the topic, with things that are not as, damn, that sounds wrong to say, not as valid as the others. But it's just like,
hey, girl.
Like, we have to pick our battles. Like, oh, wait, this is messy. Let me think about how I want to clear this up.
Bitch, I'll say, like, I feel like we need to actually care about what matters. And when we're worried about fucking a drag queen wearing prosthetic plastic tits, like, the bitch, there's fucking trans kid being taken away from supportive homes, and there's fucking laws that are being in place to really fuck with our trans brothers and sisters and everything in between. So for the fact that there's fucking talk about fucking Jimbo's tits, like, bitch, fucking donate all that time into money and put into the ACLU drag fund to fucking help our trans brothers and sisters and everything in between. Because I'm gonna say it, like, who gives a fuck about Jimbo's tits? Put your fucking mouth on Twitter where it fucking matters and fucking vote.
I couldn't have said that any fucking better. So thank you for helping me out on that one. But I do agree with what you were saying. I'm excited for drama. Like, bitch, this is what we're here for. And that's what we are getting this episode. We see the girls in the workroom. They're getting all cutesy-dootsy, putting on their faces. And suddenly, conversation is brought up that Kahana introduces addressing Heidi. And she says to Heidi, you know, girl, what? Run the tape.
Gotta be real. Production, the tape.
It just, like, really freaking shook me with Heidi. Girl, I'm like, kind of top me. I don't need you to roll it and drive on top of me. Like, that's not what sisters do. That's not what family does.
And I also heard,
I love that moment right there.
She went and told Jimbo that I was coming for her. She better watch out for me. I was like, girl, that's the game we playing here?
Girl, the gasp I let out when this happened.
Heidi has spilled some tea, but it's fake tea. Jimbo told me that one night after they cut the cameras, Heidi went up to Jimbo and whispered in her ear, watch out for Candy. She's gunning for you. She's going to send you home. I don't know what Heidi thinks she heard, but I did not say that. If anything, baby, I am looking out for both of them in this competition. So I'm confused and I feel betrayed.
How do you feel, Jessica, after yesterday?
I feel that I started like cute, you know. It was like, but the jokes sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes they were there, sometimes wasn't.
I don't think that I did terrible, but I know I can do better.
At least she kept it real with herself.
Well, I hope
in the bottom
is not me.
Yeah.
Tremendo, sabes?
Sabes.
How are you doing, Kahana?
Back and forth. Yeah. You know, I was already, like, feeling kind of defeated before I went in.
I feel you.
But what really, like, sent me was you. Yes, because you really were pushing me.
Oh, she was tight.
Oh, seeing that I was struggling.
Dramatic
like,
bottom.
Throwing the jokes back at me. Like, giving me the map and literally, like, antagonizing me, it just was not cute, Heidi.
Fuck up, bitch.
Tension in that room.
I also want to say, I did not mean for that to be what was happening. I literally had no idea Kahana was having these feelings. Like, I'm a little hurt, actually, that she would think I was trying to sabotage her. I don't want you to feel like I was trying to push you down. I was hoping that you would, like, be able to volley and, like, hit the joke and
be like, I wasn't even hitting the joke that Rue was giving me. So, why are you digging the hole even deeper for me? It really, really hurt. I'm not even gonna sit here in front with you. I was really
I want you to be real. I appreciate that you're being real with me.
Heidi was playing the snatch game just the way God intended.
I'm so sorry that that is how it came off. I do apologize. I never want my sisters trying to like make
can they hit each other like Maddie Z's, please?
Push them down in any sort of way, girl. You know me. That's not what I'm doing.
Since we're talking about family and stuff, Heidi, why did I hear that you went to Jimbo and told her that I'm coming for her?
Now, bitch.
Because you did. Alexis.
Oh.
Alexis was present when Candy was saying she would send Jimbo home.
Girl.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil.
I am just trying to, like, flatline in this conversation.
But in this moment, she really loved
that. I nodded because Candy said that to me.
I said, I'm gunning for her.
Yeah, no. You bet you will.
So then,
Alexis wants to agree with what I'm saying, but as soon as Candy pipes up, she's like, oh, well, that's, I don't know if that's exactly
you see,
what she
I'd rather have a bitch that I could go back and forth
so
with.
Which is it?
What she said was, have a pussy ass as soon as like Jimbo that. Lands on the bottom, I'm going to send her ass home.
I didn't hear that from her. I did not hear Candy say that.
I thought she was competition.
Not true, Candy.
Why would you go behind my back and throw me under the bus?
But I did not throw you under the bus.
That's what Jimbo said.
I didn't say she threw you under the bus. You let me know that I need to watch over
Jimbo
Candy
clapped in real
because
quick.
She said she was coming for you. And I said, okay.
Even
eat him up,
I
Jimbo.
Cave, ain't we supposed to be sisters? Where's the loyalty?
Well, she was being loyal to me.
Baby, you were the one trying to turn the tables on our alliance member. And
I mean,
you
want
to question my integrity?
Can we just chalk this up to we are all fierce competition?
But the thing is, this is a democracy where we are voting. And if Jimbo, for whatever reason, landed in the top and I had landed in the bottom, she would have believed all that would have sent my ass home. That is wild to me.
At this point, it's Heidi's word against Candy's. And I don't know who to believe, but being in the middle of a fight between two of my good sisters feels really.
That was hot, scorching hot tea. Look, silence. It's just. You
can you light a candle,
fucking...
please?
Yeah, we might need
burn
a few.
Some
yep.
sage.
We might need a
Let's
few.
Let's burn some wigs. The candles.
You take a hit of pop in
the
room, you're hearing that
just
wind blow
dead silent. Eye. You could hear a rat piss on cotton, honey. I feel very alone. And like, it's just, it's not sitting right with me. The feeling, the aura, Jimbo,
that's
what I had heard. And that's all there was to it.
When
Let's
you're
just have
in
fun
mood,
tonight. And when it comes down to voting, vote Heidi.
No, Heidi.
No. Absolutely not.
It's because I do not like what this has become, because this has become really ugly and really hideous, and I don't like that.
I'm leaving.
Have fun or I'm leaving now. I don't. Honestly, no. We don't have to vote tonight. I love y'all.
No.
No, Heidi.
No, Heidi.
I can't do this. I cannot. I love y'all.
No.
Like, I love
Heidi,
y'all so much.
No.
She pussy for that.
I'm not going back in there.
Like, I don't know what that pressure cooker is like.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why?
You're not going to regret this when you go
home? As upset as I am, Heidi, this has gone way over the hill. I never even, like, wanted something like this to happen. At the end of the day, she's still my sister. And I don't want my sister to go.
I need my peace and my joy. I've lost it here.
You're not going to regret this when you go home?
No. I'm not going to regret this.
This is low-key going to make Drag Race history, too.
No, low-key.
At least is what I showed. No amount of money, no $200,000, no $50,000 from the fame game is worth my happiness.
Yeah, the sisters are the sisters, but now that you are, I'm not loving you. What the just happened?
I mean, I would have been like, bitch, leave your wigs,
Ali. I came here to have
Where was Jessica this entire thing? Jessica did not give a fuck.
And I've done all that.
Jessica said,
sometimes you just got to take your
own destiny to your own hands. I'm winning this challenge. She worry about her.
So she decided she's not coming back?
Yeah, she's gone. She left. Well.
Oh my God.
Oh, you see,
I know.
that when our lives have been the darkest.
Jimbo's like, wait, what is this bitch?
It's been this thing that we do.
That's like, I don't give a fuck.
That has saved us.
But I love that little fucking,
really
like,
shocking that Heidi gave up on this opportunity. I'm so bummed because we came into this competition as friends and I really envisioned us being in the finale together.
That's not how that was supposed to end.
After all of this drama, who do I feel I can trust? Nobody. At the end of the day, this is a competition, so I really need to watch my own back and keep my eye on the prize.
I need next week's episode. She was really going through it. Alexis was really going through it. Like, she was going through it more than Candy, Kahana, Jimbo, and Heidi in Closet were going through when the drama was about them.
I just love that Alexis really manifested it and really, like, just took everything on her own to make the moment about her. Like, Alexis is such fucking good TV. But how do you feel about Heidi leaving? Like, what's your ideas?
Real shit. That kind of frustrates me because, I mean, I don't... Before I even get into it, bitch, of course, I've never done it. I don't know what that pressure is like, rah, 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 rah. But I think that that's like, damn, there's other bitches who wanted to be in this spot and you just kind of gave it away and just let it go in such a... I mean, once again, we said it's going to make history, but it was just such in a defeatist format. Like, it was like you were just done. You gave up on yourself and, you know, you came on here with this brand. You know, you were branding yourself, the Gap Tooth. Like, she was coming in like... exuding so much energy and confidence and maybe was safe for those first few weeks but was so upset that she wasn't being recognized and like praised that I think those thoughts were just eating in her head because you don't know now what you're presenting. Is it good? Is it bad? Are you just getting by? Are you just a fucking, you know, a floater in the season? And I think that I don't want to say she'll regret it because I'm sure she felt, you know, good when she left and she got time to breathe and do whatever she had to get back to. Because as we've seen a few episodes, or I think last episode or this episode, we see that she recently had lost her grandmother, who was very big on her life. So obviously there's outside factors that played a role in this. Of course, as a person, as a human, as a drag queen, I love her. I support her. I want her to, you know, heal and be back and, you know, show everything that she's got on All Quitter season. But I do think on a thing of G, you know, like, off gangster, off respect, off of passion, fire. Like, I'm a barb, and that to me is just quitting. And, you know, it's like, what the fuck? Like, you really just quit.
Like, when the going got tough, Heidi got going.
That's the name of the episode. When the going got tough, Heidi got going.
That part.
Back into the closet. What did you think about it?
I mean... I'm not even going to give it that much airtime because I think that it was kind of a pussy move. Like, you quit. Like, you couldn't handle it. Like, the drama was cooking up. It's the same bitches that are talking about the seasons prior. Why is there no drama? She's a part of a season with drama, and then she got going. So, I'm going to keep it short, cute, and cut. It was whack.
Before we even get into this, I also want to mention that we are missing our beloved host, Wellington Gomez. Unfortunately, he couldn't.
No, fuck your hoes. Y'all waited all episode to say that? Fuck your hoes.
Well, girl, I just came scrolling, so fuck that bitch too. Like, back into it. We're gonna get into this.
Not the fuck that bitch
runway, which was reveal yourself.
Reveal yourself.
Thank you, Kevin. We're gonna start and get the ball rolling with our baddie winner of the snatch game, Jimbo.
Bitch, this shit was iconic. Like, when she was coming out, I was like, oh, like, okay. And then she, like, it was just like a gag after the gag after the gag. Like, this was like, I'm like speechless when it comes to Jimbo on that runway. She is such a well-rounded drag queen. I mean, not really. She can't lip sync for shit. She's like a really good triangle drag queen because, like, she could do like the looks. She's funny. Like, she's witty. Like, I'm like, and this look really shows it. Like, it's still very gorgeous. Her mug has improved over the years. Like, it's still very, like, gorgeous, and then it's just so fucking comedic and funny and like off the cusp and like very like just even looking at it like just makes me smile. Like, what do you think?
No, definitely giving me hexagon. She has a lot of sides to her and I'm excited to see what she has to give. I do still think that there's this little bit of like, when do we get to see like Jimbo mask off and like, when do I get to see you as Carlos or like whatever Jimbo's name is in real life? Like,
you think a white queen's name is Carlos? Her?
Maybe she's Italian and just happened to live in Canada. You never know. Bitches travel, bitches move, bitches migrate. But I did think that this look was dope as fuck. I think when she came out, I was kind of like, what the fuck am I?
She was walking backwards. Like,
yeah, and then I realized that she was walking backwards. And I was like, oh, this is dope. And then I got the full concept of like, oh, girl, Adam and Eve. Like, how, what a big, like, not F you, but just such a bitch. I could be both and like watch her walk down the runway. Fashion wise, maybe wasn't the dopest thing fashion wise. Because it's just literally a bodysuit with like...
But I don't think it needed to be fashion. I feel like it was kind of like that like raunchy glamour of it all. Like, I feel like...
It has to be fashion.
It's giving fashion.
Exactly. Bitch,
you fucking stan Selena S. Titties. You don't know shit about fashion, girl. Like, no shade. Like, not everything has to be so fucking cunty couture. Like, this bitch came on the fucking look and it was just supposed to be like a gag and that... Yes, it's minimal because it's like a bodysuit, but like, bitch, it's two bodysuit. It's two people in one. No one's ever done this before. She has heels that are heels in the front, fucking feet in the back. Like, this bitch is iconic, and that's
dope. I lived for it, but it wasn't fashion. And for you to sit there and say that it doesn't have to be fashion, it has some truth to it, but at the same time, it doesn't. This is the same thing that she presented when she did the green outfit and she took off all those leaves and put it on herself. Is it dope? Is it unique? Is it different? Is it dope? Like, it's dope. Yes, I'll give it to her. But it wasn't fashion. It was an iconic runway.
It was a wet for me. It was wet.
It'll be a wet. Next, we had... Let me find it here.
And ta-da-dun!
We have Alexis. What did you think about Alexis?
I've seen her actually do this look. I remember being like a little drag baby, like watching her shit before she went on the season. And this is something that she does in her shows normally. Like, and it was good. I mean, like, it was beautiful gowns, great gowns, gorgeous gowns. Was I gagged? No. Was it bad? No. Like, it was very like, it's, I'm not like wet. And I'm not regretting it. I'm like saturated. I'm moist. It was nice.
Not moist and saturated in the same sentence. I think it was dope. I think I didn't want it to be a different color up until I heard it could be a different color. Yeah. Maybe a different pop of red or something just to make it more three-dimensional with the color. But I think the dress, the fabric, the quality looks dope. And the freaking transition from, you know, the first look to the second look was seamless. And that was fashion. So what?
It's giving fashion. Yeah, it's a wet for me. I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah, me neither. Now, would I purchase it off the rack? Meh, I don't know.
If it was free, you know, I'd be wearing it.
Oh, for sure.
And next up, we have... Cunt Hannah Montrese. Bitch, though this was not a reveal per se, because she was just taking off like parts of her fucking panties.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. This bitch, I'm not getting tired of this Vegas showgirl looks. I'm not. Yeah. I just feel like her presentation on the fucking runway, bitch, I don't give a fuck who has anything to say to me. Cunt Hannah literally. That's is the fucking video. Runway queen of the season. Like, that bitch is fucking stomping. The body is snatched. The body bronze is gorgeous. Like, Edward, you better not say one bad shit about my girl. Like, let me hear it.
She's a gap tooth bitch. No, I'm joking.
That's not Heidi.
Good. I don't think there's a bad thing to say besides the fact. Well, it's not even bad. It's just an observation. I wish that she would have had more of a reveal with the look, which you just touched on. But besides that, head to toe looking stunning. She looks freaking elegant. I'm getting the fantasy. The body is there. And it's not something where it's like I'm relying on my body with a little bodysuit. It's like the material of this is giving fashion.
It's giving fashion.
Wet.
It's a fucking, this is like a drown for me. Like, this is my drown.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I thought I heard. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. I'm not mad at a drown for you.
Next up.
Woo! This one was a little rough one, I'll be real. I do think it's very flat in the sense of there's like when you look at Alexis's dress, the amount of detail that that dress has, and even both from the first look to the second look, there's a lot of details in both looks, whether it's in the fabric, whether it was in the face change. I think here where Candy, we're looking at Candy's picture, by the way, for our listeners who are not watching our YouTube video with the visuals.
Subscribe on Spotify, though, and on Apple Music, wherever you get your podcast played.
Period. And I feel like the first look, we kind of, it's very obvious. You could see that the reveal is coming. When we get that second look, I was excited because it was not only a huge difference in the color, also in the length of the gown. And then we get to that third look where the only problem, well, no, okay. Two problems I had with it. I do think that it looked flat for the final look of it, such as like the breast. I feel like they're too far apart. And then we kind of seen this look before already. Where she did, I forgot, it was obviously on her season. I'm trying to think what was the runway. But she had a look that looked very, very similar to this. When I say that, I mean such as the styling to it, the silhouette of it. But I liked it. I think we seen last week and also, wait, yeah, no. Last week was a good week for Candy. But I feel like this week and the week prior, we've seen Candy be very lucky based off where we are in the competition and how many queens we have left. Because now, as we're getting closer, if this was presented to us a little later, I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, fuck shit. You know, we're getting to the nitty gritty of it and I need you to start pulling out the gowns. But, you know, Jimbo also went out there with leaves glued on her. So at least...
But you cannot compare because I'm just going to give my quick tea. I'm sorry. The first look I loved, but like it just got worse and worse. The second dress had no shape. It was too like long. Like there was no body to it. Like I feel like she needs some type of more body in the hips and the breastplate. She needs to borrow one of Jimbo's breastplates, add a little contour to it and call it a day. I wish the hair changed too, because the same hair with all three outfits, the hair went well with the first outfit, but then it got kind of stale as she kept revealing. This last outfit, the titties looked very like A cups and doesn't look proportionate to her body.
There it is.
Like, it was just like, again, like, I'm just not like, her mug is always going to be my favorite thing about her. She's definitely the mug of the season. Her mug is.
You're not amused by the muse?
I'm just not amused yet. Like, I'm still having faith into my good sis Candy Muse. But as of right now, I'm not like looking out for her in terms of like, oh, let's see what Candy does next. Like, this look. This triad of looks, they're all regrets for me. I'm sorry. Like, at this point in the competition, it's reveal. Like, it's all-star level. This would have been good on a fucking, like, season 3 or 4, but this is all-stars 8. Like, I'm okay, sorry. Like,
I was about to tweak on you and be like, bitch, reveal when we got only thing Jimbo did was turn around, but...
But it was a fucking, like, theatrical fucking masterpiece. It was, like, a moment that we were like, Candy took off one dress to another, and I was like, okay, bitch, who's next? Like, it's regret for me.
I mean, I think when she pulled the little thing up, it was pretty dope from the red dress into the third look. I just think that the third look was a little underwhelming. So, yeah, I already know I love this bitch all the way down boots. But if I'm going to keep it real, I'm going to speak real. So it was a regret for me for that last look. But the bitch was, you know, she was good. Next up, we have our cutie patootie, Jessica Wild.
I hated this. I really fucking hated it. And I'm a Jessica apologist. I'm obsessed with her. But the first look, I didn't get... It was a reference. It was a callback to when she was the chicken in the acting challenge of her season 2. I didn't get chicken. When she tried to call that third outfit an egg, it was just not it. And then the last outfit is just too simple for me. It's two sunny side up eggs. Shout out to IHOP on Broad Street in Bloomfield. Go get your pancakes every weekend. I was just not gagging. Like, it was just not, it wasn't tea for me. It wasn't good for me. It was boring as fuck. It was a regret. Keep it short.
I wouldn't say that it was a full regret. I just think maybe the pan wasn't like all the way on high. So the eggs were, you know, they were undercooked.
I want it over medium.
I think that first look is just a robe. Let's be real. The robe has no purport, like it has no cinching, no nothing. You can't see her body. It's literally just a robe. The second look needed dimension and needed definition. when you zoom into that picture, you can see that she's wearing an egg and the egg has a little crack on it. Cute. But it's like, give us some shape on that egg. Give us some, you know, give us a pun. Give us some humor.
I want an egg with shape.
Yeah, not in a round shape. But yeah, no, I feel like she should have done something a little different there. And then that third look was my favorite look of the little, you know, three-peat right here. I think it was dope. I liked how the eggs were dripping. But I just then at that moment realized, what the fuck is his hair? Like, the hair does not match with this, like, you know, with this look. Like, in the first one, cute. The second one, I'm like, okay, I like the little white and the orange. But then on the third one, maybe like the silhouette, I feel like the hair is bigger than the outfit, and that's really when I realized this. So
it's the proportions, and it's like the details. I would have loved an over medium egg. It's a regret for me.
Yeah, it as a combo, it's a regret. As it's individual, I really like that last piece. I would wear it.
Next up, we have Hot Dog Real Bad. James motherfucking Mansfield. One of the biggest regrets of the season for me. I'm going to just start off and say, I'm so sorry. I'm, like the judges said, I'm so fucking tired of the same silhouette, the same blonde hair. Like, I'll do it one more time. Because
he's branding.
Oh, I want a hot dog real bad. So tired of the same pink dress, mermaid tail at the end, big blonde hair, like big boobs. Like, I'm just kind of like, I'm just.
Those boobs look good, though.
The boobs look good, but like, I'm just like, there's nothing special to this that we haven't seen her do before. And they clocked it when they were doing the deliberations. It was like, wow, James with blonde hair, a pink dress that has a mermaid tail at the end, groundbreaking. I'm sorry. Like, it was fucking boring.
Alrighty. Well, I wouldn't say so much boring. I do think it's very, we've seen it before. You know, like, you could throw this outfit on onto Trixie. You could throw it on onto any other bitch. And you could kind of just sell it. I don't think there's anything here that is like 100% this is James. And this is kind of like what Lux was reading about Lucy LaDuca, where it's like, what are you bringing that's going to be different and new into the scene? But in the sense of execution, I do
it's think it's a little bit generic.
I think it's a little bit generic, but I do think she looked good. That first reveal wasn't really a reveal because it's just something over her head, but whatever. Puppet, she's a furry, kind of cute. Next. Second look, I did like, you know, the way that she revealed that into her third look. But again, the third look, we've seen her in that before, or in the sense of the silhouette and the style. So for the sense and for the category, it's a wet. But in the sense of it being something that's changing the game, in the sense of, I would say, Jimbo, where that was, although I wasn't thinking it was fashion, it was something that hasn't been done before. It wasn't monumental. So a regret on that end.
It's a regret for me all the way. It was a flop. Bitch, next.
And next up, we have Lala Reed, all the way from the ATL. She came out here in this cute little purple gown. I was like, oh, what are we going to get from Lala? You know, I think
nothing.
The fur was really cute. Then she reveals it, and we get into the second look that was very, 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 very underwhelming. And I'm not too sure, before I even move forward, I'm not sure that it's like, you know, maybe some queens are more booked than other queens, or maybe they're saving like their good, good stuff for the end. But this is, it looks good for a regular season.
No, it looks good to be like a lip sync assassin, to be getting ready to like lip sync like against because you won.
Yeah. Bitch,
this, I love the color on her skin. I think it looks gorgeous. But like you said, Edward, it's simple. Like it's a bodysuit with like, it was just like, bitch, like she's like a candy to me. I feel like they were just too eager to come back and they haven't upped the ante just yet. Like, yes, Lala's looks are better than her original season, but they're not all-star better. They're just better. And I feel like I'm going to clock it how it is. Like, she looks gorgeous, but, like, this is some shit I would see at, like, Boxers or the Ritz and they're fucking kicking a cowing. Like, this is just, it's just not giving me an all-stars level. Like, you look around and you see, like, Alexis and you see Jimbo and you're wearing something that you could find off Shein. I'm sorry. It's not gaggy to me. Like, resent delivery and it's a flop. It's a regret.
Yeah, for the look and the fashion cue, she also said, she's like, oh, and I have my corset or my bodysuit like drowning in diamonds. I'm like, girl, that's not a lot. it's a regret. you know, we're going to call it what it is. It's like, I love Lala. I do think it looks good. But in this challenge, in this walk, in this runway, it's a regret. We got a lot of regrets on this one, low key.
Bitch, this entire season is, I'm sorry, like, not to cut my good sister off, but I've been weighing on this feeling.
You do it often.
As I should, silence your voice. I feel like with this fucking entire season.
Blanks there.
Bombastic side eye. Are you not bored? Like, with the season, be real. Like, I feel like maybe because we're coming down from such a high of All-Star 7 and then Sasha Colby season, I feel like this season just doesn't feel like it fits in between those two, like, with those two. Like, I'm just kind of underwhelmed.
No, I would disagree with you. I feel like I'm still excited. I feel like this is definitely one of the All-Star seasons that I'm the most invested in the sense of where I'm at in my life and, like, wanting to, like, or not wanting to, but just, like, loving Drag Race, loving the fucking queer culture, loving myself. So I'm excited for it because at the end of the day, I do think we're in a time where it's important to have this shit shown. And I know how, like, much bigger the impact is in the time that we're in right now. But I think I have more of an I don't think they're getting the same love that other seasons have gotten. And I think that they're not getting the rollout that they needed. I feel like we should have had a bigger rollout for them.
No, I appreciate your ideas on, like, crew culture and having the visibility, but that
well, you didn't let me finish.
But then take it out as a viewer. Like, the season sucks.
As a viewer, when you think of, like, the seasons where there's drama, 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 drama back to back, then no, there's not drama. I really do think that the bitches came in there with a different game plan, and what happened was they didn't know that this twist was gonna come down to the fact that, I mean, yes, bitches are gonna eliminate you. We already know that, but you're also on there with so many different personalities that maybe, I don't know, maybe it's the casting.
I agree with that.
All right, but I would, to answer the question, I don't think I'm bored. I'm intrigued. I don't know yet who's winning. I know you are a witch who likes to read the Reddit shit. It can go either way. Because think about it. Right now, in our front face for what it is, face value, Jimbo's winning this shit, right? Easy peasy. But fuck, maybe Heidi was in line. Maybe Candy's after that bitch. And it's just...
She'd be smart if she was to be.
Keeping your enemies close, your friends close, and your enemies closer, right? And it's like, it's kind of like Survivor. Once you end up eliminating the biggest person in that on that island, you're gaining something for your resume. And at the end of the day, it's like, if whoever takes Jimbo out is either going to leave with the most respect or being hated the most, but it's still, you're going to have to respect that gameplay. Because when Pangina eliminated Jimbo, bitches were losing it. You know, when Pangina was eliminated, bitches were crushed, but it was what needed to be done for whatever winner of those seasons to get to that crown. And it's like, I'm very competitive. And I think that when it comes to shit like that, it's a dog eats dog world. And you have to bring your claws out before someone could bring them out. That doesn't mean be a mean person, but it's like, bitch, know that what you're presenting on this fucking, on this platform, you're coming, you know, to win and coming for your crown. And I don't think I'm bored. I don't think I'm as, like, eager sitting at the edge of my seat at 8 p.m. this season, the way that I was for fucking season 15. But I want more. I'd be lying to you if I sat here and said I was bored.
So do you think Jimbo should have won the Snatch Game? Do you think there's anyone else upon the cast of this trash-ass cast that could have held a candle to her?
James also won the Snatch Game, so that to answer that question.
She won the Snatchler. She did not win the Snatch Game.
Well, the episode itself. So obviously, you know, Jimbo is our winner of this episode. I think that she did deserve it. I feel like she brought onto the fucking runway and onto the Snatch Game not only things that were different and unique, but fucking funny. You know, I might have said, you know, it's not fashion, but at the end of the day, is it something that if I would see walk onto the runway, if I would see it at a bar, if I would see it anywhere, I'm going to be invested, intrigued to tip the bitch a few dollars. So yeah, shout out Jimbo. I think well deserved.
And then in the bottom, we have Jessica Wilde and Kantana Montrese. With Jimbo winning and the lip sync assassin is Jasmine Kennedy.
I was so happy to see her. She looks really good.
Bitch, those moans are moaning. That bitch is looking cunt and regal. And I was not excited because I already knew that Jimbo was going to lose. Like, it was just kind of like, you just know that Jimbo's not going to win a lip sync.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, whether you already knew that or Jimbo just is bad at lip syncing, I feel like Jasmine really had fun on that stage. And I feel like when she did the little Dua Lipa hip hip 1-2-1-2, it was solidified as simple and, you know, we've seen it before as it was. It was entertaining and I didn't mind it at all.
And then with the winner of the lip sync, we have, obviously, like, I feel like we didn't have to think about it, Miss Jasmine Kennedy. And here we have lip sync
for your legacy. Good luck and don't fuck it up.
That has to be one of my favorite parts is when RuPaul says, don't fuck it up. Instantly, Jimbo is skating. The bitch is a true Canadian. She looks gorgeous. And I love the way Jimbo can really transform her body. And the fact that her lip sync outfit looks better than the outfit she presented on the runway. Gag me. How could I forget? She hits that beat, drops her wig right onto the ground, and she's giving us Nicki Minaj and the Trolls video wig.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Right there, we see Jasmine take the eyes right back to her, hitting us with a little hip thrust. Bam! Oh. Look it to the ground.
Jasmine Kennedy. I'm gonna go off, bitch.
Yep. He was giving floor work. She is serving tea, mama. I'm so proud of her because, like, you can really see that confidence in her. But do not be fooled because Jimbo is still holding up until this bitch goes wop wop backflip
right there. Back handspring to the split.
No, but it was a back handspring, and then she did that little like tilt, like, oh, I'm coming back forward. I was like, yeah. And the hair, like, for it to be hair, like flat hair, she looks good. That's 40 inches.
That human unit is it.
Round of applause, Jasmine Kennedy. We are so happy for the growth that you've done. Like, I'm living for her. And it was well deserved. So she wins that lip sync for your life, or lip sync for your legacy. And we see her pull out the lipstick. Who did you think was going to go before she pulls it out?
Kahana, obviously, like, just like she can hold a candle to Jessica.
Well, we also didn't even touch into base of who was in the bottom, but so far it was in the bottom. It was Kahana and Jessica Wilde. Candy and Lala ended up being safe. How did you feel about that? We was cool with the way the cookie crumbled there?
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't eliminate another bitch because since Heidi did forfeit, they were kind of like, you know what? Let's give the girls a safety net because I'm just excited for next week to see who the fuck the queens voted for because that's going to bring some tea.
All right. Well, you definitely jumped the gun there, but I am excited for next week. And that's what I mean by I'm not bored by this season. I feel like now they're getting to the nitty gritty. This is when the pressure cooker is locked, the heat is rising, and bitches are about to crack. This episode was just the beginning of what we're about to see these bitches go through. I think that the second another queen wins, they are going to gag the fuck out of Jimbo. So if Jimbo's not safe, if Jimbo places anywhere near the bottom, it's good riddance. Back to Canada, mama. Go get your maple syrup on. But I know you over here, you're rooting for Jimbo. I'm, you know, Team Candy. We want to hear what you guys, what queen you guys are rooting for. Make sure to use the hashtag team, you know, your drag queen's name. Make sure to tag us, comment, and like below, you know, see what's given. That has been the tea. Now you decide the shade. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Tuck. Hugs and kisses, XO, and happy Pride.